Is Ed Miliband on course for number 10? That's one growing view following the defection of Douglas Carswell to UKIP, the idea being that the Conservatives will lose votes to Nigel Farage's party, allowing Labour to get in. Parallels are drawn with the early 80s, when the newly formed SDP wooed Labour MPs and so strengthened the Conservatives. But UKIP is targeting Labour seats too. Nigel Farage told The Sun on Sunday that he's planning to tear chunks out of the party. And one expert believes that Labour is more vulnerable than conventional wisdom has it. Matthew Goodwin is Associate Professor in the School of Politics and International Relations at the University of Nottingham and co-author of Revolt on the Right, which looks at support for the radical right in Britain. And just describe to us, Matthew, which group of voters you think is most attracted to UKIP.
Well, good afternoon. Our research would suggest that UKIP is really connecting with the left behind in British society, older, white, working class Britons who feel left behind economically, but also cut out of Westminster politics and angry over issues that Labour in particular struggles with, like immigration. And what's important about these voters is that unlike the SDP voters in the early 1980s, the left behind in Britain are very strongly concentrated geographically, and that's crucial in a first-past-the-post system. And lots of them are in Labour areas.
Well, in fact, yes, and you've done research, haven't you? You've looked at constituencies and the order and how well UKIP's received there. What did you find?
Well, with Robert Ford at the University of Manchester, we ranked all constituencies according to how favourable their populations are to UKIP. And of the top 20, 18 are currently held by Labour. Of the top 50, 42 are currently held by Labour. Now, what we are not saying is that UKIP are going to break through in all of these seats, because often you have very large Labour majorities in these seats because they've been in the Labour hands since the 1960s or 1950s. What we are saying, however, is that in lots of Labour seats, contrary to the conventional wisdom, there is a lot of potential for UKIP, and you saw that at the recent elections. Let me give you one statistic that Labour MPs might like to note. In the northwest, at the European elections, there were 39 local authorities. In 36 of those, UKIP finished either first or second. UKIP is already entrenching itself as the opposition to Labour in many of its northern heartlands.
Is there a mismatch between what we think of as the UK activists and the working class voters that we're going for? Because we tend to think of the activists as middle class, former Conservative Party members.
Well, there's a really interesting contrast between UKIP senior activists like Nigel Farage, who, you know, come from a Conservative background and, you know, like Margaret Thatcher and so on, and UKIP voters, but also a new generation of UKIP activists. I mean, I've been studying the party for 2 to 3 years, and I would say right now there is a consensus within UKIP that rather than just go after southern Conservative seats, which is what their founding aim was in 1993, the consensus now is very much about building a movement that really brings in two groups, those disillusioned Eurosceptic Conservatives in the south, but also what they often refer to as purple-collar voters or, you know, blue-collar left-behind voters in Labour areas. Now, people often say, well, look at the polls. I mean, you know, more former Conservative voters are supporting UKIP than Labour voters. Well, yes, but, you know, there are two ways of looking at UKIP. One is, what does UKIP mean for 2015? Which I think is actually quite a narrow question. The sort of more interesting question is, you know, what does UKIP mean for British politics overall? Where has it come from? And that's when you really begin to realise that UKIP has raises bigger questions for Labour, because its strength is really rooted in groups that Labour should be winning over. People who are struggling financially, people who feel cut out of Westminster politics, people who feel angry with big business. Yeah. And that is, you know, who Nigel Farage is targeting.
Okay, Matthew Goodwin, many thanks.